Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! This is CFRC, 101.9 FM, www.cfrc.ca, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hey, 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 and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. We're back. We have taken a two-week hiatus for spring break. My husband and I were gallivanting around New York City, but I've got to say I am excited to be back in studio. Not just excited to be back with you, bringing you a whole two-hour mixtape of Girly So Groovy, but I've got to say, as your loyal music programmer, this particular episode, when I look at what we've got lined up for this week's episode, has me even more thrilled. I've got music on the way in this first hour from Patti Smith, Florence and the Machine, Shannon and the Clams, Jen Grant, Sarah Harmer, Belle and Sebastian, Dolly Parton. Yes, Dolly Parton coming up in this hour as well. But we're going to kick off the full 2 hours with a set that is centered around some brand new music. Railcard are making their Girly So Groovy radio debut. Railcard are an exciting indie pop trio. Their new self-titled album is an introduction to the band for the fact that the album is actually a collection of the band's first two EPs. The sound is firmly indie pop, full of warm arrangements, sweetly sung vocals, soft melodies, hints of chamber pop, girl group influences, stereo lavish, post-punk. When I first heard Railcard, I immediately picked up on Belle and Sebastian vibes. And in fact, when I was listening to the album, planning out ways to feature it here on Girly So Groovy, my husband walked into the room and heard Railcard and actually said to me, "Are you listening to new Belle and Sebastian?" It is very similar. If you're a Belle and Sebastian fan, I think you will enjoy Railcard. So that's that. But we are going to kick off the entire 2 hours with some really fun indie alternative rock. It is Faith Healer kicking off the full 2 hours. Then we'll get into Railcard here on Girly So Groovy.
Hello. restlessness has seized me, now it's true. I could watch the dreams flicker in your eyes. Lying here asleep on a sunbeam, I wonder if you realize you fascinate me so.
Scottish collective that specializes in immaculately crafted, clever, and poetic indie pop. That is Belle and Sebastian, we just heard. The song is Asleep on a Sunbeam. That goes back to the band's 2003 album, Dear Catastrophe Waitress. In the middle of band making their girly, so groovy radio debut, the band Railcard. Their self-titled debut release is just a fun indie pop rock album. We heard the song Think About That from Railcard, and then speaking of fun indie fun, we started off the entire 2 hours with the Edmonton, Alberta alternative rock project Faith Healer, a band that's inspired by psych pop sounds. Suffering Creature is the name of the song. It is from Faith Healer's album, Try. Okay, speaking of new music released this year that is just catching my ear, Jen Grant, long a favorite here on Girly So Groovy, the Halifax-based singer-songwriter with that lush folk pop style. Well, Jen Grant has a new album out. Queen of the Straight is the name of the new album. It is what Jen Grant does best, creating music that is both a bit familiar in sound, yet also a little otherworldly and vintage in sound. This particular album, maybe it's just me, but I am picking up absolute Dolly Parton vibes. So with saying that, we're going to get to new Jen Grant. But let's set the scene with some classic Dolly Parton, going back to her album Jolene. It's Dolly Parton right now with the song When Someone Wants to Leave, here on Girly So Groovy.
Mm-hmm. When you love somebody with all your heart and soul, and you want to keep them with you, but you know they want to go. What do? What do you say when you know they want to leave as bad as you want them to stay? Too much. It's a sad situation, I must say, when someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay. You know how much I love you, but I know you don't love me, and I know it's just a matter of time before you leave. But how do I stand aside and just let you walk away? But I know you want to leave as bad as I want you to stay. Oh, there's nothing quite as sad as a one-sided love, when one doesn't love at all and the other loves too much. It's a sad situation, someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay. Oh, it's a sad situation, I must say, when someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay.
what was it I knew? I didn't want to see it coming. I showed off my heart.
Always celebrating voices that deserve to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. The always bewitching singer-songwriter Sarah Harmer right there with her song Late Bloomer. That's from her album Oh Little Fire. In the middle, it is brand new music from Halifax singer-songwriter Jen Grant. The new album is called Queen of the Straight. We heard the opening track Jim Cuddy Dress. The album was just released this month and she is going on a cross-Canadian tour in promotion of the new album. So jealous of so many of these cities that are getting Jen Grant. So many of the cities that feature Girly So Groovy are going to get a chance for Jen Grant to come through, including cities such as Sudbury, Kingston, Moncton, Halifax, St. John's, Newfoundland. If you want to know dates and locations for Jen Grant's Cross Canada Tour, go to her website, jengrant.com. That's Jen with two N's, jengrant.com. And then we kicked off the set with music from Dolly Parton. Going back to her infamous album, Jolene, we heard the song, When Someone Wants to Leave. I'll find any excuse, I think, to work Dolly Parton into an episode of Girly So Groovy, but I really do think it worked there very well with the new Jen Grant album. Okay, I have got music on the way in the next 30 minutes from Florence and the Machine, Patti Smith coming up, Shannon and the Clams. We've got another band that is making their Girly So Groovy radio debut called the Would Be Goods. But up next, it is classic 1960s girl group sounds with Claudine Clark here on Girly So Groovy.
dusk all night long. One last haze of moonbeams before the dawn.
Music right there from Oakland, California band Shannon and the Clams. This is a band that channels doo-wop, early rock, and 1960s girl groups with a dose of R&B, surf, punk, and garage psych all thrown in too. It is always a party with Shannon and the Clams. We heard the song I Will Miss the Jasmine. That is the opening song to the band's album Gone by the Dawn. In the middle, it is music from a band making their girly so groovy a radio debut, the Would-Be Goods. They're an intelligent and stylish indie pop group. Now, this is a band who has made a splash in the 1980s and have trucked along ever since, and for whatever reason have not made their way onto Girly So Groovy until now. When you dig into any album by the Would-Be Goods, you will find perfectly written vignettes of heartbreak and kitchen sink dramas sung delicately and backed by musicians with a light touch, while their latest album, Tears Before Bedtime, will bring no surprises as it follows that signature formula for the Would-Be Goods. We heard the song The Gallopers. It's the song that opens the entire new album, Tears Before Bedtime. And then starting the set off, I felt like both Would-Be Goods and Shannon and the Clams definitely pull from that 1960s girl group sound. So that's what we actually started the set with. Claudine Clark, Macon, Georgia. R&B, soul, girl group artist Claudine Clark with the song Party Lights. That goes back to 1962. It's the title track from Claudine Clark's album Party Lights. Now, at that time in the 1960s, it's sad to say that in many ways, the girl group sound was almost easily equated to factory style songwriting. Voices that were just lined up to sing songs that were kind of belted or quickly written out by singer-songwriters that had nothing to do with the actual singers. Factory style songwriting is what I'm trying to get at, and then quickly finding voices to do that. So where I'm going with all of this is to say that a lot of the girl groups from the 1960s, while they were some great voices, sadly, they were not the ones getting to pen their own music. Claudine Clark is one of the rare exceptions. Claudine Clark wrote both lyrics and music to the music that she makes. So in some ways, it's sad that an artist with that talent was swallowed up by factory pop of the 1960s. But at the same time, to give the flowers when flowers are due for someone like Claudine Clark. I hope I made sense. There's been a couple times while recording the show that I've thought, I can tell I've been off for 2 weeks. Sometimes it's like a bike, sometimes it's not, but I think I made sense with that. All right, where are we going to next? Oh, I know. We are going to go back to an album that is now over 5 decades old. This is a woman that has, in many ways, single-handedly shaped the sounds of art rock and punk rock. Of course, I am talking about Patti Smith here on Girly So Groovy.
His father died. Left him a little farm in New England. All the long black funeral cars left the scene, and the boys just standing there alone. looking at the shiny red tractor. Him and his daddy used to sit inside and circle the blue fields and grease the night. It was as if someone had spread butter on all the fine points of the stars, cause when he looked up they started to slip. And then he put his head in the crooks of his arms and he started to lit up with such naked joy that the sun burned around his lids and his eyes were like two suns. White lids, white opal, seeing everything just a little bit too clearly. And he looked around and there was no black ship in sight, no black funeral cars, nothing except for him. Raven fell on his knees, looked up and cried.
Take me up, oh now please, take me up, I'm helium ready. gonna run through the fields, dreaming an animation. It's all gonna split a skull. It's gonna come out like a black bouquet, shining like a fist that's gonna shoot him up like Mohammed Boxa. Take him up, 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 up. Oh, let's go up, up, go up, 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 up. I'm going up, I'm going up, take me up. I'm going up, I'll go up, tell go up, go up, go up, go up, ba 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 ba.
Sand and it coagulated like a river of glass. When it hardened, he looked at the surface. He saw his face, and where their eyes were just two white opals, two white opals. Where their eyes, there were just two white opals. And he looked up, and the rays shot, and he saw Raven coming in. Crawled on his back and he went up, 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 up. Shattered to a bit, shattered to
back to life, arms outstretched, back from the my flowering sadness. So like a woman to profit from her madness, I was only beautiful under the lights, only powerful there. Why did you dig me up for this? Arms outstretched back from the dead, streetlights bursting overhead. Arms outstretched back from the dead, streetlights bursting overhead. You'll bury me again, you'll stand so pretend that I could never be great, being held up against us. It gets to be one of the greats, one of the greats. But I'm really done in this time. This one is all mine. I'll be up there with the men and the 10 of the women and the 100 greatest records of all time. It must be nice to be a man and make boring music just because you can. Oh, don't get me wrong, I'm a fan. You're my second favorite front man. And you could have me if you weren't so afraid of me. It's funny how men don't find powerless sexy. So this one's for the ladies. Do I drive you crazy? Did I get it right? Did I get it right? Do I win the prize? Do you regret bringing me back to life? Did I get it right? Do I win the prize? Do you regret bringing me back to life? Arms outstretched back from the dead, streetlights bursting overhead. Arms outstretched back from the dead, streetlights bursting to feminine.
On Florence and the Machine's sixth album, Everybody Scream, vocal powerhouse Florence Welch belts out an incantation, the magic and the misery, madness and the mystery. This witch's brew pervades the full album and becomes an anthem in this world we are living in. Florence is touring in support of the new album across North America with stops in cities like Toronto, Chicago, Detroit, florenceandthemachine.net for more dates. For our listeners on our mothership station, CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit, Florence is coming through April 13th at the Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit. And then, of course, before Florence and the Machine, one of Florence's influences. In fact, Florence and the Machine released a song called Patricia in honor of Patti Smith. So that is who we started the set with. Going back over 50 years to Patti Smith's incredible debut album, Horses, we heard the song Birdland. So much more music to get to in the next hour of Girly So Groovy, but before we do that, we need to wrap up this first hour. How about some music from Toronto singer-songwriter Saya Gray from her self-titled album, Saya? We're going to listen to Shell of a Man right now here on Girly So Groovy. Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio. Consider this your two-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that deserve, need, and should be heard. Coming up in the second hour of the program, I've got music on the way from Duchess Says, Rosie Lowe, Portishead, Jamila Woods, Saint Etienne, Brazilian Girls, Confidence Man. But we're going to kick off the second hour with something that goes back to 2007.